With that, it is Monday morning. Good morning to you from God's Footstool here in Centurion, the Entheos Bible Church. And what a privilege it is to say Molweni, Dumelang, Sanbonani. Good morning, goeiemôre, die Wynand Rousseau agter die mikrofoon. 24 November. Ek hoop dit gaan goed met jou. I really trust that you are well wherever you are, from the north to the south, the east to the west. And that you're ready to face this day head on, that you're all rested, and that you're ready for this week. Well, it's 38 days to go before 2026. Can you believe it? Only 38 days to go. Then we start all over again. And sometimes our brains go into a loop. We do the same thing day after day after day. And it all feels the same, and our brains don't remember these things, and then it feels like time is just shortened because there's so many gaps. Can you remember this past year, 2025, what has happened to you? And when you don't, it's almost that there's on your SD card these patches that didn't record, because it's just the same over and over and over and over, and it feels like the days are shortened. But if you go and ask a child, he or she would say to you, no, it's the days are very long. Die dae is baie lank. And it doesn't matter whether it's long days or short days. It's the days that we are supposed to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, no matter the challenges that we face. And I know maybe in this past year as a Christian, you've had many challenges. And the excuses for people who's got hurt in the church are just legion. So baie mense wat sê ek het in die kerk seer gekry. Hy of sy het die gesê of daai gedoen. En staan jy miskien ontnugter vanoggend en sê, ja, maar die kerk. Well, in fact, I know somebody very close to me who wants nothing to do with the Lord God Almighty because of what Christians has done. And it's a frightening thing. It's a frightening thing that we point our bony little fingers towards heaven and we run away from the Lord, when it's in fact Christians that has hurt us. Those who are supposed to bless you, those who are supposed to pray with you, those who are supposed to say, I'm sorry, those who are supposed to, and then things go terribly wrong. We find ourselves in this day and age, even more so. You just have to look at social media and how people speak to one another. In the early hours of this morning, when I asked the Lord, what should I share this morning? God laid one word on my heart, just one word. And I came into the studio knowing that I know this is what I should share. And I trust that God will speak to your heart as much as He did to my heart in the early hours of this morning. The word that the Lord had laid on my heart, to many, it will be an offensive word due to past connections, even in the generations down the line, the connections to that particular word. But Paul wasn't ashamed of this word. I even went on the information highway to look at this word, and in spite of how Christians, listen, it is not the world that kicks us when we're down. It is not the world that is concerned with our lives and the way that we want to be obedient to the Lord. It is Christians that persecute Christians. It's a terrible thing. It's a sad thing, but it happens. When I look at this word that the Lord has laid on my heart, I even hopped on the information highway to see what does Google have to say about it. Google say a bond servant is a type of servant who is bound to the master. Bound to the master. You can look at it in a historical context. You can look at it in a religious context. In ancient times, a bondservant was a person who served a master, often due to debt, often obligations. Looking at the biblical context, it is sometimes described as someone who willingly serves another out of devotion. Willingly serves another out of devotion. That is what the information highway has got to say. Now, turning to God's word, when we look at the early hours of this morning, 6 minutes after 6, 24th November 2025, does this word apply in the 20th century? We'd love to be called bond servants until somebody treats you like one, isn't it? Until somebody treats you like one. Well, we've got the Apostle Paul. He encountered some spiritual enemies in Galatians who accused him of compromising the gospel message. And they said, well, he did it to make it more palatable for the Gentiles. And then Paul resolutely refuted the accusations. He says, do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I still pleased men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ. New King James Version. For if I still pleased men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ. How are we doing this morning? Are we doing what we're doing to please men? For accolades? For applause? For if I still pleased men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ. And it's Paul's unwavering dedication to winning God's approval. God's approval, not people. It's a testament of his faith. You can read it in all over the scriptures. 1 Thessalonians 2 and verse 4. Ephesians 6 and verse 6. Not by the way of eye service as people pleases, but as bondservants of Christ doing the will of God from the heart. And so Paul, who called himself the greatest sinner of all, I know somebody said, I'm not even worthy to tie your shoelaces, Lord. Wasn't it John the Baptist? And here you find a guy like Paul, and I would for myself say, oh, Paul, if only I could be half a Christian. He was devoted to serving Christ alone. Bond servant. You know, the original Greek for that word is doulos. Now, where did we hear that name before? Remember the mercy ships, the doulos, that come to our shores to serve other people? They've got doctors and nurses and dentists and all sorts of specialized people on that ship, the doulos, to be a bond servant. I know it's offensive to many people when we use the word slave or servant. And of course, it's depending on the circumstances, the setting. In ancient times, a person might have become a slave, either voluntary to pay off debt, involuntary. And now you know where Google got its information from. either through birth or criminal sentencing, slavery in the Bible did not necessarily carry the current association of cruelty and dehumanization related to our century, our institutions. But if you look at the New Testament, doulos often mean to be a bond servant. And if you look at the scriptures and you go back in history, you would see in the Roman world, a bond servant was somebody bound by an official contract to his master for 7 years. Under Roman law, the bond servant was considered to be the owner's property. No personal rights in that time, in that 7 years. No personal rights. He could even be executed by his owner. The bondservants of Caesar were bound under a 14-year contract. And when that term ended, a bondservant was paid his wages and allowed to go free. In Galatians 1:10, you find the word servant of Christ. Paul, that says, I'm a servant of Christ. He has chosen to become a Christ servant, not for 7 years, not for 14 years, but for the rest of his life. Not to please men, but to please God. And he sets an example that you and I can follow. He was walking in the Lord Jesus' footsteps. Wasn't it Jesus said, I didn't come to be served. I didn't come to be served, but to serve, to give his life as a ransom for many. Jesus' own words. Matthew 20:28. Even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. There are lots of scriptures talking about that. There are many other Bible figures, David, Job, Old Testament, New Testament Christians, Timothy, James, Peter, Jude, who called themselves, they identified themselves as servants of the Lord. Listen, it doesn't matter what other Christians are doing. Are you following the Lord Jesus Christ? When God called the young Virgin Mary, she understood that being a servant of the Lord was a tremendous honor. And she willingly submitted and embraced the servant role. Nowadays, it's all about leadership seminars and leadership this and leadership that. The Bible says who wants to be first must take the last place and be the servant of everyone. Do you know that we as Christians are called to be bond servants of the Lord Jesus Christ? Oh, how we run over this word quickly and then, oh yes, our bond servants, heard about that one. The problem with that is, since we are all Christ's slaves, we're supposed to humbly serve one another, but we don't. We don't. And so John 13 verse 12 speaks about that we are to serve one another. Romans 12:3-8 talks about that we are to serve one another. 1 Peter 4:10 talks about that. As each has received the gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of the Lord. Instead of seeking position and status. What's happening in your heart when you're listening to a radio broadcast this time of a Monday morning when you're ready to face the week head on? I'm going to show them. And then the Lord says, bond servant, relax. I got this. Remember the Lord's teaching that the greatest in his kingdom are those who serve others? We are to live to please God and not people. You and I are to live to please God and not people, doing the will of God from our hearts. To commit ourselves wholeheartedly without compromise. We bow down before the Lord Jesus and Him alone. In this past week, last week, I had to spend time, so much time, crying out to this unseen, omniscient, omnipotent God and say, Lord, You have given us a larynx. You have given us physical ears. You have given us physical eyes to see. But Lord, I need to see. I need to hear. Help me, Lord, to be just a bondservant, to be quiet and to serve, to bow down before You alone. Paul told the Colossians, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart. Work for the Lord, not for human masters. Since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. There is a reward. It is the Lord Jesus Christ that you are serving, and there is a reward. Colossians 3:23, it's not Radio Pulpit that says that. Whatever you do, do it heartily, as for the Lord, not for men. Knowing that from the Lord you will receive an inheritance as a reward. What will the Lord say about you and I? Well done, good and faithful servant, or depart from me, I never knew you. What will He say? If we are bondservants of the Lord Jesus Christ, I want to say this to you. God takes good care of His servants. God takes good care of His servants. I can testify to that more than 35 years. The Lord has never turned back on a promise that He's made. And sometimes I need to remind myself, people, human beings, it's hard with people, but with the Lord, He is a good, good God, and He takes care of His servants. Psalms 35:27, let those who delight in My righteousness shout for joy and be glad, say evermore, great is the Lord, who delights in the welfare of His servants. Great is the Lord, who delights in the welfare of His servants. God has not forgotten about you. And as jy deur Christene seer gemaak is en nak gevat het, die kerk het jou seer gemaak. Daar's mense wat kwaad is vir die kerk oor iemand op jou sitplek gesit het in die kerk. Daar's mense wat kwaad is vir die kerk oor iemand jou parkering gevat het. Daar is mense wat weier om kerk toe te gaan, want die vrou daar ander kant het dieselfde rok as jy aangehad. It's just legion, the excuses we have, the offense we take. But the Lord reminds us in His infinite grace, and His infinite love, and His infinite compassion, that we are to be bond servants, that we are to willingly follow Him, and that He will care for you. No weapon that is fashioned against you shall succeed. You shall refute every tongue that rises against you in judgment. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and the vindication from Me, declares the Lord. Is it near mooi skrif nie? Isaiah 54 and verse 17. A promise of a great eternal reward. And so I want to ask you this morning, to say, here I am, Lord, a bondservant. I'm reminded in John 21 where Peter says, now, what about him? What about him? And the Lord says, what is it to you? You follow Me. What is it to you? Dit maak nie saak wat hy of sy doen nie. Volg jy my? And that we commit our lives to the Lord this morning. And as I said, and I want to close off, I started with this, the word servant or bondservant could be offensive. If there is offense in your heart, you need to search your heart with this, because we are to be bond servants of the Lord Jesus Christ, reporting for duty. Lord, I'm ready this day to serve you. Give me a humble heart, Lord, to serve you, but not only you, others around me. Dis nou waar het moeilik raak, nie? Om ander om my ook te bedien. And we trust the Lord that through our prayers this morning and our cries towards heaven, God will hear his bride. Die Here sal hoor as sy bondservants uitroep en sê, hier is ek, Here, reg vir diens in hierdie dag. Nie net om u te dien nie, maar ook om die bruid te dien hier op aarde. Lord, forgive me for the hardness of my heart. Forgive me for pride in my heart. Self-serving pride. And lead me into ways everlasting. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.